Hi, I'm Delegate John Bell.
Nice to meet you.
Virginia Delegate John Bell works hard for the people in his district on issues like women's rights and affordable health care. But his focus lately has been the opioid addiction crisis, ever since he discovered that his own son, Josh, had become an addict.
He was in a car accident 7 years ago, and in the car accident, he injured his neck.
They never took an x-ray, nothing. The doctor looked at my neck for a second, and then he gave me some Vicodin.
And when he came out of the emergency room, he came out with an opioid prescription for 90 days with 5 refills.
I remember when I got home that night and I took it, it's like the first time experiencing love.
When he was finished with the first prescription, he was already addicted.
Josh's opioid addiction quickly turned from pills to heroin.
The high was so powerful, I felt like what I felt like early in my addiction, it just got terrible from there.
With his addiction out of control, Josh sought help at pain management clinics, but it didn't help.
The doctors spent very little time with us as patients. We never talked about recovery, we never talked about therapy. It was, here's the medication we're gonna give you. There was no warnings. They never told me that this was gonna be leading to something greater than this or that I'm gonna keep wanting more.
Since Josh lives in Texas, his family was unaware of what he was going through.
You know, looking back, we didn't really understand the addiction and we didn't know what signs to look for to know he was addicted during this period.
As soon as my dad found out, he flew literally down to Texas that day. My path to recovery started that day.
When I visited him and he explained to me what had been going on, the first thing I told him is, that I loved him and I supported him.
That family support is crucial to recovery.
Drug addiction or any addiction is commonly called a family disease. I think that's an accurate description because it's not just the person who's addicted who suffers, it's the whole family. This is my son Joshua.
Bell says dealing with it openly is key.
Often people view addiction as something that is negative, it's people camped out under a bridge. But the truth of the matter is opioid addiction today is every ethnic group, every income bracket, small towns, big towns, every part of America. This is a personal issue for me.
As a state lawmaker, Bell has been using his experience and position to bring about change.
So we put in a limit on how much can be prescribed for acute pain of an opioid prescription at the emergency room.
They also put money into naloxone, also known as Narcan, which, if administered quickly, reverses the effect of an opioid overdose.
$2.4 million was put towards that, so we made sure all of our first responders have the ability to provide that life-saving drug. Our sheriffs, they tell me about half of the calls they're making right now are addiction-related.
Bell recently won re-election in his district, where he plans to continue working on the opioid crisis.
I'm no one special. I'm just someone who has a son who suffers from addiction. And there's so many people like me. And the more we can share this story, the more we can take this out of the shadows and get it out into a place where we can do some good with it and help those who are struggling.
Josh has been sober for 9 months and is eager to use his experience to help others.
All we want to do is once we find recovery is help someone else find recovery. Because we know how dark it was and how good it feels not to live a lie anymore.
Julie Tabo, VOA News, Chantilly, Virginia.